Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Just in time for C. Ashley Brown, I've got the victory. Turn your radios up. This is Real Gospel.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's give God some praise for the victory today. Come on, put your hands together. Let's celebrate God for giving us the victory. Hey!
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have this woman of God, this anointed woman of God, with me on the program, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence. Thank you so much. Yes, I had to throw the Lawrence in there. Yeah, did you recently get married?
I did. I've been married for on the 5th of this month. It made 2 years that I've been married to my husband, Reggie.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The marriage is treating you well. You're snickering and grinning and all that stuff. So, yes. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
All right. So, listen, I've got a lot to talk about with you in a short amount of time, so I guess we'll get right to it. For those individuals, I always shut the program off like this whenever possible, unless it goes a different direction. That is, if someone who's listening right now who just found Jesus Christ yesterday as their Lord and Savior, and so they're new to the gospel game, as we call it. Who is C. Ashley Brown Lawrence? Where'd you come from? How'd you find the Lord? What's your story?
I tell everybody all the time that I'm just a country girl that loves the Lord from Mississippi. I'm a preacher's daughter, preacher's granddaughter, preacher's niece, and now preacher's wife. I was saved when I was about 13 years old. Growing up, I grew up in the church, in my grandfather's church at the time, Lighthouse Church of the Apostolic Faith in Moss Point, Mississippi. I grew up wanting to be a singer all my life. My entire family sings. All of my family members either sing or they play an instrument. And I was just very, very enamored with the thought of having music be a part of my entire life. So I've always been a part of something having to do with some type of music. And I grew up watching my father, who was a singer and a musician, songwriter in his own right. He had his own group for a very, very long time, and he used me to stand in whenever he was whenever there was a singer missing, or, you know, if somebody was around that got sick or something like that. So I would just kind of fill in for everybody. But my relationship with God grew the more that I realized that there was just more to singing than just singing. Once I realized that there was a ministerial aspect to it, I became more interested and got deeper in the Word, strengthened my relationship with Christ, and I started singing with other groups. I sang with Jeff Majors and the Sacred Voices for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, 2 or 3 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And after that, I went on to sing with Bishop Hezekiah Walker, who I'm still currently singing with now. I've been with him for about 8 years now. And it's just been an amazing, amazing ride. You know, I learned so much from both of them. They taught me a whole lot about ministry and about the industry, about, you know, having integrity and character and just carrying yourself like a woman of God, not getting swept up in, you know, the politics of being a part of the industry and everything, you know, not letting anything stop you from doing ministry when it comes to being in the industry, even though you're, you know, disappointed and stuff like that. So I learned a whole lot from them. And, you know, now God has given me the opportunity to have my own platform as a solo artist. So I just released my first solo single in January of this year. And it's been a tremendous blessing to see other people be blessed by it as well. So I'm just excited.
Amen. Amen. I can tell that you are a worshiper. Before, you know, we're going to talk about the project, but there's something that the Lord wanted me to ask you so that you can speak to the masses of people. You said some things that arrested my attention, and it was dealing with, you know, you grew up in church and your father and your grandparents and your PK and now you're a first lady. Look. To women who are dedicated to the Lord and they are mm-hmm. looking for a husband, either they're widowed or maybe they're just single and looking, what can you say to them? Because I find that within the church, our church, that, you know, a lot of single women, they're waiting for a man, looking for a man. What do you say to them? And I know that question came like, what? The Lord told me to ask you to talk to the people about that.
Wow. Well, I'll say, first of all, I tell them to stop looking. The Bible says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So I wouldn't encourage them to be out on the prowl, pretty much just kind of looking for a man. I would tell them that at the end of the day, they need to make sure that they're in a position to be found by the right man. Anybody can be a girlfriend. Mm. Anybody can be a girlfriend. Anybody can be a, you know, whatever they call it these days.
Side piece.
I'm trying not to say that. I'm trying to still be spiritual.
We got to keep it heavy. The people of God. Hold up a second.
Yeah.
We only us who are in ministry, because I serve. We have to sort of watch what we say. But the people, come on, they'll take it our way and then go in the church parking lot and you know, come on. So yeah, I feel you though. But go ahead.
Yeah, anybody can be a girlfriend or a side piece, or you know, have that we're just talking thing going on. But when it comes to longevity and like real live relationships, I wouldn't tell a woman to go looking for this type of man, look for that type of man. I would tell them to pray for that type of man, or whatever it is that their goals and aspirations are when it comes to being in a healthy relationship. I would tell them that there's no waiting on God is not going to kill you. I would definitely have to tell them that. I would tell them to just be patient. Don't settle just for anything and everything or anybody and everybody. God knows more about what you need than you do, regardless of how much you think you know yourself. If he made you and he created you, first of all, he knows your frame, so he knows what you can take and what you can't take. He knows what you can handle, what you can't handle. But not only that, he made you in his image, which means if he's not going to accept no junk, he doesn't expect you to accept no junk either. So be patient and know that whatever it is that he's sending you, it's for your good. But know that it's him that sent it. Have a relationship with him so you can know exactly what it is that he's sending you, and that it's for your good. That it's good for you, not just good to you. Everybody that's good to you is not necessarily good for you. And you know, it's possible to run. You're going to run across some people that you think are the ones and that you think are good for you, but at the end of the day, you might end up heartbroken. You might end up disappointed. You may end up lonely, feeling lonely, because everybody feels like that. But it's not permanent. You know, that temporary feeling of loneliness and of dismay when it comes to relationships, I think that it should be used as fuel to remind you, first of all, of what it is that you shouldn't be expecting from the next person that comes to try to take your hand, and also to just keep you on your path to try to get with somebody that actually means something to you. So you don't have to settle for anything or anybody. You know your worth. Know what you're worth when it comes to somebody bringing you something. Have standards, have morals. You know, there's a meme that says, you know, your standards and your morals should be as high as heel. And I always
I like
say that.
That,
you know, don't let anybody just bring you anything and you accept it because you're desperate or you're lonely. The devil is a liar. There's somebody out there for anybody and for everybody. And if God can send me who I need in order to make my life better, to make my life complete, relationship-wise, then he can do the same for anybody else. So just be encouraged and, you know, just keep your standards high. Don't accept any and everything, but wait on God to send you exactly what you need.
Amen. And see, that's the connection that goes to your music. And so in the next, because you've got the victory. So for those of you listening right now, connect the dots. That's why we love C. Ashley Brown Lawrence. In the next two and a half minutes, I'm sorry.
I was saying thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I heard you. Okay, so the next 2.5 minutes, let's talk about this project because they go hand in hand. I've Got the Victory is the title of the project. What can we expect from this project? Because if it's anything like the single, woo!
I'm so glad that everybody's enjoying the single. Thank you very much to everybody that has been so influential in getting the word out about my single and just being so supportive of the single. People have been inboxing me and texting me and Snapchatting me and telling me how much the single has blessed them, blessed their lives. And I'm just really, really glad. So I hope that the same thing happens with my debut project, which is entitled My Purpose. I'm so, so excited about this project. We recorded it in May of this year, and it's actually set to be released December of this year. So I'm really, really excited. It's got a little bit of everything on it for everybody. There's some great worship, praise and worship songs. There's some great, you know, churchy songs that you can teach to your choir. There's some contemporary songs, you know. It's just a little bit of something. So everybody will be able to find something on this project. I'm a church girl, so expect to go to church when you listen to it. That's just who I am. That's my makeup. So.
Well, some of us need a nice church album. You know what I mean? When I travel from time to times, I like to find that total CD project that I can put in and just let it play while I'm on the road, just, you know, just driving. So, yeah, I like that. So, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. How can the listeners, and we're going to have you back because I have a feeling that there will be other singles from this project that are going to do extremely well. And so, and the forthcoming projects from you. So where can the listeners find out more about you and your music?
You can hit me on all social media outlets. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, Snapchat. I'm a Snapchat colic. So if you really want to hit me up, hit me on Snapchat. That's what I'm on most of the time. I'm on Periscope, and I just signed on the live stream. I don't know how long I'll be on that. But just hit me up on all social media outlets under the Ashley Brown Lawrence or my handle, Sweet Singer CC. That's Sweet spelled the right way. Singer spelled the right way, CECE. Just hit me up.
There it is. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend. Much continued success to you and your career.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.